Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about a very interesting halacha in Hilchos Muksa. And that's the concept called Migud Iskatsoi Lebin Hashmoshes Iskatsoi Lekuli Yoyma. What that means is as follows. If you have an object that was Muksa throughout the period of Bein Hashmoshes, which means the period at the onset of Shabbos between Shkia and Seis, the halacha is that since it was Muksa at that point, and that's the critical time of when you decide which items are usable and which items are not usable. So if it was muksa during that period, it remains muksa throughout the duration of Shabbos, even if the reason for its muksa status dissipates. And therefore, if let's say a person hung up a painting on the wall because you didn't want it to get damaged and it's very expensive, so it was muksa machmas chasar and kis. It was a very expensive painting that you hung on the wall before Shabbos. And during Shabbos, it falls down. The halach is, since during the period of Bein Hashmoshes, it was muksa machmas chasaron kis, so it remains that way throughout the duration of Shabbos, even if now it fell down and maybe you wouldn't be machmed anymore on moving it, because it's not anymore holding the same value. Still, since at the onset of Shabbos, during Bein Hashmoshes, it was muksa, and remains muksa throughout Shabbos. However, if let's say the reason why it was muksa during Bein Hashmoshes was not because of human intervention, it was not because you decided to be mekatze, you decided to hang it up, you decided to make it muksa machmas chasaron kis. It was naturally that way. For instance, you had a banana. It was not edible during Bein Hashmoshes, so it wasn't fit for use. It was muksa, but not because you made it that way. It wasn't human intervention that made it muksa. The halacha is, you don't say migud iskatzoy lebein hashmoshes iskatzoy lekuli yoma. You don't say this rule. And therefore, if for some reason it becomes usable and edible on Shabbos, let's say it becomes ripe on Shabbos, the halacha is it's mutter. You're allowed to eat it. Why don't you say, oh, it's muksa because it was muksa during Bein Hashmoshes? The answer is, you don't say that because the reason why it was muksa Bein Hashmoshes was not because of your intervention. It was naturally inedible because it just wasn't ripe. Okay? So that's the halacha of migud iskatzoy. If something was muksa throughout the period of Bein Hashmoshes, as Shabbos kicked in, the halacha is that it remains muksa throughout the duration of Shabbos. But this is only true if it was muksa due to human intervention, not because naturally it just wasn't usable. One more important exception to the rule. The rule of migud iskatzoy, that if it was muksa during Bein Hashmoshes, it remains muksa throughout Shabbos, even if, let's say, the reason for its muksa status dissipates. This halacha, this chumrah of migud iskatzoy, only applies if it's something that we call gomer bidei shemayim. But if it's something that we call gomrei b'diadam, it becomes mutter. Now, what does that mean? It means like this. If you have an object that became muksa during Bein Hashmoshes, it was muksa throughout the period of Bein Hashmoshes, and it was due to human intervention, but it was 100% clear, it was definite, that at some point during Shabbos, that muksa status will disappear. The halacha is, it's gomer b'dadam, it's known to you that it will be available for use at some point on Shabbos. So even though during Bein Hashmoshes it was muksa, it doesn't keep that muksa status throughout the duration of Shabbos. And once it becomes usable, once it becomes ois muksava, when it's no longer muksa, you're allowed to use it. The example that some place can give is a case where a person was cleaning his clothing. So he put wet clothes into the dryer before Shabbos. So you had wet clothes, it was in the wash, it came out, and you put it in the dryer, and it's before Shabbos. Now, during the entire period of Bein Hashmoshes, it's going to still be wet. And since it's the clothing are going to be wet during Bein Hashmoshes, it would be muksa. However, it's 100% clear that at some point on Shabbos, it's going to dry. And then it will be available for use. Is it considered muksa? Do we say migud iskatzoy lebein hashmoshes iskatzoy lekuliyama lekuliyama? Since it was muksa during Bein Hashmoshes because it was wet, it should remain muksa throughout Shabbos even once it dries? The answer is no. Since it's gomer b'diadam, since it's clear, it's definite that at some point it will dry on Shabbos and become available for use, we don't say migud iskatzoy, and once the muksa status dissipates, it's mutter. That's called gomer b'diadam. However, if let's say you have a case where you take wet clothing, which was muksa, it was in the wash, and instead of putting it in the dryer, which clearly will become dry at some point on Shabbos, you didn't do that. You hang the clothes outside, outdoors, on Friday. And now, it's not 100% clear that it's going to become dry. Maybe it's going to rain. You don't know what the weather is going to be like. So if it's not clear that it's going to be dry, let's say you're hanging it outside and it might rain and it might not be dried at some point on Shabbos, then it's called Gomra Bidei Shemayim, and therefore we do say Migudis Katzoi. And even if the clothes do dry on Shabbos, it's Muksa. Because we say, since it was Muksa during Ben HaShemashas, it remains Muksa throughout Shabbos. So that's the rule of Migudis Katzoi Le Ben HaShemashas Is Katzoi Le Kuliyoy.